The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Welcome. Welcome to another Speaking of Health. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. From Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm a chiropractor there. I've been in practice the last 31 years. And every show at the beginning, you know, I always tell you what a great place Kalamazoo is. And that's because it's the only city that I know of in the entire world where if your children graduate from our public school system, we will pay your child, pay the tuition to a four-year school, state-supported school for further higher education. Now, that doesn't mean a college education, but it could be trade education as well, because we need those people just as much as we need college graduates. But the Kalamazoo Promise guarantees that education if they graduate from the Kalamazoo Public Schools. Can your city make that promise? Come live with our city. You'll enjoy it here. Great housing, great people, three universities, couple symphonies. It's a place of class, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Now today, we're going to go over some research of chiropractic because it always blows my mind. I turn around and talk to people and it invariably gets around to the idea of, well, what do you do? And I say, I'm a chiropractor. And sometimes you can just see their face drop. Like, why in the world did I even ask that question? And it doesn't bother me. It used to bother me a little bit. A lot of times people go, oh, really? That's great. I'm glad to hear it. You know, I go to a chiropractor and I'm really glad I do. Not enough of those people say that. Or someone says, oh, really? You're a chiropractor. Well, I have these headaches, and does chiropractic help that? Or, you know, let me tell you a little bit about my child. And if ever they talk about their children, I always ask them, well, what does your family chiropractor say about this? And many times people look at me like I'm from another planet. Family chiropractor? What in the world are you talking about? And that's because not enough people see a chiropractor, largely, I think, because we live in a medical world. And as such, everything is judged by medicine. You see the nonsense reporting that happens on television where they'll be talking to a chiropractor and they'll go for an opposing view. So they go talk to a medical doctor and ask him questions about, well, the chiropractor said this, what do you think about that? Which is sort of like going to a butcher and asking him for his opinion on a surgeon's technique. Now, both of them cut meat, but in a little different way. And so going to ask a medical doctor who is untrained, unskilled, unqualified, and basically incompetent to render a chiropractic opinion just is silly. But then we see a lot of that silliness on our news where the idea is you have to get the opposite view. And actually, it's not an opposite view. You know, the educated medical professionals will tell you You know, that's an interesting thing. I can't tell you too much about chiropractic. I don't have any training in it. But what does the research say? And most people don't assume, that's if you have a polite doctor, medics. Most of the other research, many times they go, well, chiropractor, there's no research to back this up. It's all myth. It's a cult. And sadly, very disturbing. And we see every year in our area, the newspapers will do a hatchet job on people that decide not to be vaccinated. And yet there is mountains of scientific research. In fact, we did a show just a couple weeks ago on that scientific research that leads you to, when you read the scientific evidence, you go, gosh, why would I vaccinate my children? What a mistake that would be. And yet we don't think of that. And, of course, Robert Mendelsohn, a medical doctor, pediatrician, who was very prominent early on in my practice, he said, well, you know, there's the four holy waters of medicine, and vaccination is one of those. So you don't question it, you just do it. And so when we look at chiropractic, we have to look at the idea of if it has any validity, where's the research? And the thing is, research is all over the place. Now, when I first started in practice 31 years ago, there was not actually a lot of scientific research. Chiropractic, which was discovered in 1895 and promoted and gradually by 1974 was a licensed profession in all of our states, largely went on what we would call nowadays best practices. In other words, if it worked, you did it, and you got results. And chiropractic's theory of correcting nerve interference at the spine, where the spinal bones can shift out of position or alter their position and create nerve interference from the brain to the tissue cell and from the tissue cell back to the brain. That's what's called a subluxation. Research into that field was very light, and largely because there was no research money made available, and largely because chiropractors were so busy correcting nerve interference the way they had been taught at their schools that they were helping people. They didn't have time for research. You know, most research is in state-funded schools. All the chiropractic schools, well, not now. There is two of them, Bridgeport and Chiropractic College in Florida, where they are associated with state universities. But prior to that, they were private schools. The federal government did not fund chiropractic research. In fact, now it funds such a small amount of the research that it's really sad when you compare to the billions of dollars that are given from the taxpayers to drug companies to do research. 20% of every new drug that comes out is probably received, 20 to 30% has probably received some sort of federal money from the government, which means comes from your tax dollars, and yet we get hit with drugs that cost $900 a month, $500 a month, and the United States pays more than any in the world for these drugs, and yet we support their support. We support their manufacture and research into them, which is the very reason why the drug companies say the drugs cost so much money, because of how much research and development is required. And yet 30% of that, which they never mention, is always paid by the government, paid by you. And so when we look at chiropractic research, there has been a plethora of that coming out in the last 20 years that I've been in practice. So we're going to review some of that today, because it's very important that you understand We come from this idea of correcting nerve interference and from the idea of health, not the treatment of disease. And the research does support the things that we say, that the body has the ability to heal itself, and that in fact, the body is much healthier if it does not have nerve interference than if it has been subluxated by some sort of trauma, chemical trauma, drugs, poisons, dirty air, dirty water, physical trauma, slips, accidents, or falls, or psychological trauma, mental, emotional trauma. Those things, too, we know, because we're an integrated whole, physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual, because that wholeness of who we are is there, interference on any one of those can prevent us from being as healthy as we should be. And that's the focus of our program. The health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitudes, chiropractic care. Those are all very, very important. Rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, and spinal integrity chiropractic care. All of those things support our ability physically, emotionally, mentally, unconsciously, and spiritually to be the best we can become, to allow us to optimize who we are on the planet. We're not just talking about taking your pain away, but we're talking about you becoming the beautiful soul that you came on this planet to be, to express yourself at 100% function with your body working as it's supposed to, how it's supposed to, when it's supposed to, in the manner it's supposed to, so that you can express yourself easily 100% of the time. Being the person that you want, doing the things that you want, loving, caring, sharing, having an abundance, prosperity, and riches, health, wealth, and happiness, all of the things that make us an optimal being here on this planet, a utopia, if you will. And that is not outside of our scope of opportunity. And regardless of what some people say, and mostly politicians who try to knock us and keep us down and scare us with all of their hype and hyperbole, in fact, we have a chance to do something else. And what's very interesting is the chiropractic scientific research shows that you have a chance by being adjusted, by being subluxation-free, to be the very best individual that you can be. Now, we're coming up to a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about some interesting things, both not just dry scientific studies, but in fact some case histories of how chiropractic benefited when medicine failed. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're at Speaking of Health, and we'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Are you, a loved one, or someone you know living with a traumatic brain injury? For the latest cutting-edge information and services, tune in to Brain Train with host Gail Taylor. Our program will showcase the different services available for cognitive rehabilitation and behavior therapy, as well as talk with the professionals, families, and recipients of these services to keep you up to date on the latest developments. Brain Train can be heard live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Cudlis here, Speaking of Health. And we're talking about scientific research and chiropractic. And let's just kind of dive right in. One of my favorite studies to recommend to people is when they say, well, you know, I feel pretty good. I have no reason. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why would I go to see a chiropractor? And I said, well, you know, that's interesting because research out of the University of Lund in Sweden has demonstrated that people who get regular chiropractic adjustments, they have no symptoms, nothing hurts, but they go in and they go in just to have their subluxations corrected. Now, you may not have symptoms like headache, backache, elbow pain, joint pain, but if you're subluxated, there will be chiropractic signs that a qualified chiropractor will be able to pick up on and point out this is a subluxation that needs to be corrected, regardless of whether you have pain or not. And that's because there's three basic kind of nerves in the body. You have motor nerves. They move. They send fibers to the muscles, which allow the body to move. And you have trophic nerves. They help the body grow things, grow new tissue. Like you, trophic nerves in your nose help to produce mucus, stomach acid in the stomach, things like that. And then you have sensory nerves, which give you feeling. Now, motor nerves don't feel anything. Trophic nerves, they don't feel anything. Only sensory nerves do. So the chances are 1 in 3 that you would know that you are subluxated because you would have pain. The chances are 2 in 3, you don't have a clue. And you just go through life, living it up, having a good time. Bam, all of a sudden you have a heart attack, you keel over, and everybody looks and goes, but Bob was so healthy. And he just had a heart attack. Well, Bob was badly subluxated, and no one bothered to check his spine or to get adjusted when he feels good. Now, people that did be adjusted when they didn't have apparent symptoms in this study in Sweden, they found when they ran blood tests on these individuals that they had a higher amount of thiol in their system, which is an antioxidant that helps to repair DNA, among other things. It's an anti-aging antioxidant. And thiol. And they had high levels of that, much higher than people that were not adjusted. This corrects DNA. Might be kind of nice to have your DNA corrected. Now, a couple months ago, we had Saul Luckman on, who's developed a program and a way of turning your DNA repair mechanism on, so that you are going to produce higher levels of thiol automatically in your system, and that will be enhanced, as we know, from the research at the University of Lund, that you're going to have more of it because your body is free of nerve interference. You're subluxation free. The body helps to maintain itself. It's a self-healing organism. This is nothing new to us. And so you're adjusted, your thiol levels go up, it starts repairing your DNA. All of a sudden, you may go, yeah, I'm 65, but hey, I feel 45. There would be a reason for that. And if you're being adjusted regularly and your thiol levels are going up, there's your reason. Among other things, obviously, but that's a key factor there. So when we're talking about this kind of research, we have to look at it from the opposite side of most of the medical research. And that research comes out with, okay, we have this disease problem, now we have this new treatment. Okay, so we do the treatment, and now what? Well, we've just healed somebody. This is miraculous. Let's have our TV shows, our medical bribery shows that we have on our show, these emotional soap operas that make everybody marvel at how wonderful we are as medical doctors. And so, you know, they watch ER, whatever the shows are, and Home or House or whatever those shows are. And, you know, those are emotional appeals, just like giving money to these societies are emotional appeals to get into your pocketbook. I mean, way back in the 1950s, Winifred Gardella was the poster child for the March of Dimes. And she looked like a traditional poster child. She had big leg braces on, and she had crutches that she had to go. And they held her out and saying, look at this wonderful person, Winifred Gardella, 2 years of care, and we've got her walking with her leg braces and her crutches. Well, after she was the poster child of please give, by the way, please reach into your wallets and send us money to continue this fabulous research, 6 months after she was the poster child, she came under the care of a chiropractor in Illinois, and he started to adjust her subluxations. 6 months after that, Winifred Gardella threw away her leg braces, threw away her arm crutches, and started walking as a normal human being that she was always meant to be, but she had allegedly birth defects. They didn't mention whether the cause of her defects was the birth process she went through, the medical birth process, but she threw those away and she's walking around. Now, I'm not sure if she's still alive. I imagine she is. She would be about my age. She would be about my age, so it's possible. I'm older than dirt, so I don't know. But she's walking around today. They used to come to me and ask me for donations, and I would say, okay, I'll give you $2,000. And they go, marvelous, write out that check. And I go, I'll give you $2,000 worth of chiropractic care. Send me your patients. Send me your people that need it. Oh, well, we can't do that. We don't want your money if you're going to give it to us in service. And so, consequently, who knows how many Winifred Gardellas were not then helped. Because they wanted the money. They didn't want the service. Even after I told them, when I told them the story of her, they just stopped sending me. They took me off their mailing list. They didn't want to know the truth. So I don't know if they had an ostrich working there and stuck his head in the sand or what. I'm not sure. But the whole line of this is sometimes when you look at things from a different perspective, you see a different way to do it that's more effective and better. And sometimes when you have, or almost all the time, when you have an established method, people are going to fight and defend that. You know, and medical treatment is a wonderful process. When I was younger, I broke my arm and I had to have surgery on it. And I had a spectacular orthopedic surgeon who did work on my arm that was not standard for the day. He was a visionary. He was thinking ahead. And the way they were going to do the surgery, which was a fracture to my elbow, they were just going to fuse the elbow together at 90 degrees. And I said, you can't do that. At that time, I was a physical education teacher. I said, you can't do that. It'll keep me from working. And he said, that's a standard way to do that. You'll be able to feed yourself at least. That's why we do it that way. I said, well, you can't do it that way because I'll become disabled, unable to teach. And he said, okay, when we go in there, we'll see what we can do. He went in there and pinned some bones together. He went in there and did the clean the area out. And I got 95% of my arm raised back. And it was because he thought outside the box to assist a patient that asked for help. Now, those are the kinds of medical professionals we need. And yet the research shows we don't have that many of those, it would appear, because medical treatment's the number one cause of preventable death in this country. And so it's like, you know, what happened to that orthopedic surgeon? You know, was he criticized? I don't know, but I was sure glad I got a hold of him because he allowed me to have my life back the way I knew it, the way I wanted it. So when we look at this, we have to recognize in chiropractic there are many different types of nerve interference, many different types of subluxation. And so about 296, according to the scientific literature, Rome did some research, Dr. Rome, and he found that there's 296 different definitions for chiropractic in the scientific literature. So when you see a chiropractor, you figure there's about 800 different diseases. Nerve interference can express itself in many different ways. And that's why when we look at chiropractic, there's about 200 different adjusting techniques to correct those vertebral subluxations. And those came about very simply because a doctor was caring for a patient. Patient didn't get better, so he had to figure a way to get her better. And he would come up with a new idea to try to adjust and help this person. That person would get better. He would do it on more and more people. They would get better. Pretty soon he would talk to his friends at lunch, and they would say, God, Fred, would you show me how you're adjusting these people? And he would show them. They would go back, and that would work. And they would go, you've got to do some seminars and teach people about this. So all these different techniques started to formulate. And this is what I say earlier about best practices. If it worked, it grew. If it didn't work, they dropped it away. And because the marketplace couldn't hold it. So the science was clinical science. It was documented clinical science that demonstrated chiropractic's benefit. You may not have seen it in a lot of the well, you wouldn't see it in any of the medical journals because they refuse to publish chiropractic research way up until, like, I think the first article that appeared in a medical journal written by a chiropractor was in the late 1980s, early 1990s, and it was about a medical condition that chiropractic helped so much that they couldn't say no if they really wanted to be the scientist. The research was definitely there. So we're going to go into more of this specific stuff when we come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the ways we know that scientific research is and scientific practice is far superior to medicine in certain instances. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're talking with on Speaking of Health about chiropractic research and you. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas, remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back, Dr. Michael Cudlis, Speaking of Health, and we're talking about chiropractic research. Now, joint or back pain, which is one of the most common presenting complaints in the healthcare arena today, accounts for almost $80 billion annually. They estimate that 80% of all human beings at some time in their life will suffer with back pain, whether mild, moderate, or acute. And that $80 billion is about 8 to 10% of the national healthcare expenditures. Now, research by Quo found that back pain in the workplace at about 17.6%, with almost 25% of that number resulting in lost work days. That's a lot of time off work. And in this study, depending on the age group, men lost an average of 5.4 to 8.5 days of work, and women lost an average of 4.4 to 8.8 days a week. And based on the research, chiropractic offers great benefits to individuals with that sort of joint or back pain. In fact, in the Chicago area, there is Alternative Medicine, Inc. It's an Illinois-based provider organization. And what makes this unique is the chiropractors are the gatekeeper in that HMO. So you have to go to a chiropractor first before you go anywhere else. And he decides whether he cares for you or whether or not he has to refer you out. Now, the plan's administered by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. And in the first 18 months of its operation, AMI, in comparison with the normative values in the greater Chicago area, reduced hospitalizations by 60%, outpatient surgery was reduced by 85%, pharmaceutical use was reduced by 56%, and in that group there were no cesarean deliveries over a two-year period with a network average of 22%. Now, those numbers in terms of saving money are astonishing, absolutely astonishing. And the thing is these are numbers that were first reported in about the year 2000. And since that time, they've continued to do research on this. And there has been two other studies performed the same way, comparing how is this HMO reducing healthcare and the costs related. And these numbers have stayed the same. 60% hospitalization reduction. Outpatient surgery, 85% reduction. Pharmaceutical use, 56% reduction. Now, can you imagine if we actually had true health care? And these numbers were extrapolated throughout the United States. Everybody had to see a chiropractor first before they went anywhere else. How spectacular that would be. I mean, and health care is like everything. It just, that's one of the few things that keeps going up all the time. Drug dealers raise prices. My insurance in 3 years went doubled from $600 a month to $1,300 a month. when it was announced that insurance companies would have, with Obamacare coming in, they would have 3 years before implementation, they started jacking prices up left and right. So you get numbers like this and you go, well, that's an interesting study, but what else is out there? Well, Myron Stano found that the total cost difference between people that were under chiropractic care and people that weren't, and people that were under chiropractic care getting an adjustment just once a month. Now, remember the Swedish lung study, getting adjusted just once a month, they had a total savings per patient of $1,000 a year. Now, and that was if they used chiropractic care, $1,000 a year if they got adjusted once a month. Just once. Could be more, but at least once. And all these things were, all the statistics were all filtered out, so there wasn't, everything was exactly equal between chiropractic, medicine, and osteopathic care. $1,000 a year in savings. Now, and this was not a study of 10 people, by the way. 395,640 patients were studied in this study. Now, and the cost differences remain statistically significant after controlling for demographics and insurance plan characteristics, because some insurance companies try to cheat their patients out of receiving chiropractic care. You see a lot of that now. All these Advantage plans for Medicare, the only advantage goes to the insurance company, because if you see a specialist, they'll have a copay that's higher than Medicare reimburses. So essentially, the patient has no coverage for whatever they advertise they have coverage for. You know, with chiropractic, a patient with an Advantage plan comes to see us, and they have a $35 copay. Now, that's interesting because the amount Medicare pays us is less than $35. So they get no coverage at all. And strangely enough, at least in Michigan, this kind of lying, cheating, scumbag behavior is allowed. It's legal. We have to get a law to prevent them from doing that. Now, you keep those figures in mind, $1,000 savings. Now, okay, it saves money, but what about this? You have to figure out the chiropractic on the huge cost savings. You got to figure out how that's weighted. Now, Kirkcaldy, Willis, and Cassidy, they studied 283 patients who had total medical disability, grade 4 disability. They were unable to work based on medical examination and medical treatment. Patients were grouped according to various symptoms. All the groups had radicular pain, and most presented with leg pain. In other words, they had radiating pain down their legs, radiating pain out of their backs to other parts of their body. And if you think sciatica, that would be a major thing of it. Of the studied patients, 25% had undergone previous back surgery, which had failed. The length of disability of the participants was between 5.6 and 16.9 years. Now, they had been disabled for almost 6 years to 17 years, somewhere in along that time. Significant time they had been off work. All the groups were given only a 2 or 3 week daily regimen of chiropractic care by an experienced chiropractor, and then the results were independently assessed by a neutral observer at 1 month, followed up at 3 month intervals. In each group, at least 50% were returned to grade 2 or grade 1. Now, if you were assessed grade 1, you were symptom-free. You had no work restrictions. You could go back to work. If you had grade 2, which is mild intermittent pain, again, with no work restrictions, you look at the results of the study where 202 of the 283 patients in this study, or 71%, were graded as able to return to work without restrictions. Now, this is after only, at most, a three-week trip to the chiropractor, getting their subluxations corrected chiropractically. At 25% of them had back surgery. and they're able to return to work. Can you imagine that? I mean, and that some of them have been off work for almost 17 years. In 3 weeks, they're able to go back to work again. Now, obviously, none of those people have been referred to a chiropractor. And I'll tell you, they were graded to go back to work. Now, what's all the nonsense you hear about lazy people that don't want to work? These people were disabled. They wanted to work, but they were unable because they didn't get the appropriate care. They were treated medically when, in fact, they were chiropractic patients. Some of them lost almost 17 years of their life, their work life, their productive life, because they did not get the chiropractic care that was indicated for them. And some of this stuff, I mean, this is just, we see this all the time in our profession. A 1960 study by First Research Corporation in Florida found that chiropractic care costs less than medical care and returns non-operable injured workers to gainful employment 12 times faster than if they were treated by orthopedists or neurologists. Now, in other words, 30 days of medical treatment compared to 2.5 days of chiropractic treatment to get them to come back to work. Think of the cost savings, not just in terms of insurance money. The insurance companies should be beating down the opportunity to save money by sending people to chiropractors. Instead, they're beating up chiropractors, trying not to pay them once the service has been rendered. In 1972, California study of 1,000 patients, 500 MD, 500 DC, workman's comp cases, the chiropractic work group lost an average of 15.6 days of work, while the average medical loss was 32 days. Only 34.8% of the medically treated group reported complete recovery, compared to 51% of the chiropractic treated group. So again, chiropractic superiority. In fact, the research is such that now in Oregon, if you hurt your back, the state requires you to see a chiropractor first before you get care anywhere else. Now, this is astonishing stuff. This isn't stuff you hear on the news. In 1971, an Oregon study, 82% treated chiropractically returned to work within 1 week compared to 4.1% of the medically treated group. I mean, this is a study that go all the way back into the 70s. And yet, chiropractic is looked upon as something like, well, yeah, but where's the research for this? I mean, it's just amazing, just amazing. In a 3-year Montana study, chiropractic care reduced both time lost in the workplace and net compensation savings over a medical treatment group. Now, these were early studies of workman's compensation claim savings, but they were only heralding the cost of savings in the general population by Zekman. Remember that study. 60% reduction in hospitalization. 56% in drug use. I mean, these are astonishing things. In 1995, Stano did a follow-up study to his $1,000 a year savings by being adjusted just once a month. He did a retrospective statistical study based on total insurance payments and total outpatient payments, each adjusted for the socio-demographical characteristics, and found that the chiropractic group had significantly lower total healthcare costs as represented by adjusted third-party payments. The total adjustment cost differences ranged from $291 to $1,722 over a 2-year period. We are talking about significant money savings here. Now, not just money saved, but also pain and suffering time saved. The research is there. The people are being helped, but not at the numbers they should be. And, of course, you have to look at the politics with that. It's good business. The healthcare industry makes huge profits. and oh, there's something better out there that saves that. Oh, we can't have that. We have to keep that out because this is about money. And in our country, we profit off people's pain. You know, that just drives me crazy that we're not a modern country when it comes to our health care. This idea of everybody has to have their own insurance, that it's not a right for us to have proper health care. Just ludicrous, just crazy. We're going to take a break now. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, and we'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Every day we face struggles and issues concerning addiction, whether it's ourselves, family members, friends, or other loved ones. On Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, Dr. Joe Terhar helps us all better understand the causes and approaches to addressing addiction with the knowledge that no single approach is 100% effective. From guest experts, families, and addicts, you'll hear about what is and is not working in overcoming addiction. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Cudlis here. And when you look at these studies, and there's just so many of them, every time you turn around, chiropractic's shown its effectiveness one way or another. And when you look at these, you have to look and go, okay, well, it works. That's good to know. Saves money. That's even better to know. What about the patients that are being treated? Are they happy? Are they satisfied? And the cost effectiveness of chiropractic is enhanced by studies that demonstrate that chiropractic patients are more satisfied with their care than with medical treatment. As a result, it has to be concluded that chiropractic inclusion into rehabilitation programs is not only prudent and cost effective, but in the best interest of the patient as well. Chiropractic first, drugs second, surgery last has been a chiropractic axiom for over 60 years. As chiropractic grows into the 21st century, the benefits of its unique health-enhancing approach to rehabilitation are reaching new levels of chiropractic awareness and demand and requiring an accompanying expansion of the interprofessional acceptance and cooperation. Now, I'm on the executive board of the of advisors of the American Association of Integrative Medicine, and we have a big conference next week in Tucson, Arizona. And it's so happy for me to be with these people, because here we have medical doctors, acupuncturists, chiropractors, psychologists, psychiatrists coming together with the single opinion of, we have all of these different modes of treatment that are so successful. What if we worked in a way where the patient benefits from what they need? All of us working together if they need be on a patient to integrate what we do. Research here shows chiropractic should have been integrated a long time ago. And historically, sadly enough, there's been times where the American Medical Association has deliberately sought to discredit and deny chiropractors a place. In fact, they tried to put them out of business. They were found guilty of antitrust violations in 1987 by federal judge Gatzendaner, who just said their behavior was lawless. And they have a permanent injunction against them even to today to prevent them from trying to put other professions that compete with them out of business. And that's kind of sad stuff, because what are the sorts of things that we work with? I mean, here's a study, a case study with a woman who had gastroesophageal reflux disease, also known as GERD. She also had food allergies and unrelated mild low back pain. She was 20 years old, and she was a college student. She worked to help pay her way through college as a restaurant hostess. And she had a chronic history of gastroesophageal reflux disease and occasional low back pain. She was on Prevacid and Lo-Oral, which is a birth control pill. And she was on Keflex, which is an antibiotic for a strep urinary tract infection when she first came in. And she had food allergy testing, which showed that she was allergic to citrus and chocolate and tomatoes. And she had mononucleosis earlier in night when she was 9, had a car accident 2 years before coming into the office, in which she had a passenger, and she was left, as she said, I was really sore, but afterwards she sought no treatment. The chiropractic examination revealed positive orthopedic findings in the cervical spine. She had all kinds of problems in different areas. She had a cranial injury complex. She had problems that were interfering basic subluxations that we see. And she came under care, and she received specific chiropractic care for her problems. And in addition, she had the mental-emotional side of her care done with neuro-emotional technique. And we've done a couple shows on that wonderful technique. And what's interesting, she received TBM, total body modification, chiropractic care to eliminate her allergies. And took 15 visits in 2 months of care. But she reported on a visual analog scale that she was 7 to 9 out of 10 better with her GERD, 10 being completely healed, and she was scoring 7 to 9. In as little as 2 months. And she had a day of 7. It was because she had some kind of stress going on. But the remaining days were 9 out of 10 better. We saw her 16 times. Cost $1,000. But her GERD was completely, nearly eliminated. Her allergies were completely eliminated. And 2 years later, when we followed up, the patient was asymptomatic for all her presenting complaints. No more GERD, no more allergies, 2 years after the care of only 16 visits. So, and this is not back pain or neck pain. This is an organic problem, GERD. And usually when you see those kinds of esophageal problems or stomach problems, ulcers, that kind of stuff, a lot of it is emotional. You got to do neuroemotional technique, which corrects the nerve interference caused by mental and emotional upset. So I hope today you got a little better idea of some of the things, not just that chiropractic can do, but that research has proven chiropractic does it time and time and time again. So you need to go out, you need to find yourself a chiropractor, you need to be examined to see if you have vertebral subluxations, and if you do, you need to have those things corrected, because they're killing you, they're shortening your life, they're preventing you from being as healthy as you could be, as healthy as you can be, as healthy as you should be. Nobody on this planet should come forward into this world to be sick and to suffer. Sickness and suffering is optional. And if you look for it only in the medical field, if you're a chiropractic patient, if you're an acupuncture patient, if you're some other type of traditional Chinese medicine patient, medicine's going to fail you. See your chiropractor. Find one if you don't have one. And remember, if you want to live a life of opportunity, a life of optimal health, visit chiropractic, but also remember the 9 magic words we always close our show with. God bless you. I love you. And peace be still. Take care now. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're going to have a repeat show next week with Saul Luckman on. That's going to be just amazing. He has a new book called Snooze out, and it's a fantastic story. You want to look for it on Amazon.com. Take care. Bye-bye. I'll see you.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a